Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. It is a pleasure to have you here. We welcome you to Close Up Radio. We also welcome Paige Dest to our show. She's an emotional intelligence coach and founder of BYO Destiny. I love that, where she empowers individuals to understand and manage their emotions in order to make smarter life and work choices. Paige teaches her clients to be more aware of themselves and others in the moment to have better relationships. She says we often allow our emotions to drive our behavior, but this is a way of actually using emotions to consciously choose our behavior. So what it really stands for, which I think is great, BYOD for Destiny, is bring your own destiny. Got it? I think that's really cool. She believes that everybody has a purpose and a place in this world. She works with her clients to use their emotions to find their place in this big world. Emotional intelligence is more than just empathy. There are leadership competencies as well that can gain from emotional intelligence, like gracious leadership, communication, building bonds, building trust, conflict resolution, and more. As a result, more and more leaders are working with emotional intelligence coaches in order to build these skills. Paige developed her emotional intelligence after almost 30 years of working in the banking profession. She struggled with trying to maintain her own emotions in the professional world, and the professional world can definitely test your emotions. She worked with an emotional intelligence coach, and she made friends with her emotions. That's right. You have to do that. To be friends with your emotions is very important. Accept them and turn it around. Use them in a positive way. Emotional intelligence is a constant practice requiring a growth mindset. But those with emotional intelligence also enjoy more peace in their life. It's about trying to be the best person we can be, according to Paige. And I agree 110%. So let's find out how she works with her clients and how she lives this wonderful methodology as an emotional intelligence coach and founder of BYO Destiny. Really good to have her here from Colchester, Connecticut. Welcome, Paige, to the show for part one of our exclusive series on Close Up Radio. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's definitely a privilege and an honor to be here and to share some of my story and about emotional intelligence. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. I love emotional intelligence. Whenever I'm on a flight, I always have an emotional intelligence book or something in my hand, and I find it great reading, too, just to see the different applications, the full understanding of it. You know, what I also love, too, are your core values, love and nurture, problem solving, knowledge, deciding, and doing. Let's talk about briefly, to give people a real understanding of your commitment, your inspiration, and your passion for this work, some of the inspirations that you've experienced on your own life's journey that pointed you in the direction of doing this work that you love so much.
Well, obviously, in working with different people in the corporate world and just in my life, emotions are a human feature. Everybody has emotions, and we all work with them. You see them in people. You feel them. And I tend to be a very highly emotional person, believe it or not. And yeah. Going through my work, I often would feel the emotion, and that would tend to drive me. But I met some people. I had gone to a graduate school, actually, and I had met some people, and there was a course they had on emotional intelligence, and I had never heard of the concept before. But I really enjoyed hearing about the capability that we do have. We have that power. I always thought it was just something somebody else had. You know, I could never be that emotionally controlled. I could never, you know, hold my emotions in or examine my emotions. It just wasn't something that I learned growing up or even in college and in school. So being able to recognize that we have this capability is very empowering. And it was so inspiring to me that once I learned about it, I actually got an emotional intelligence coach. And it was a tremendously life-changing experience for me. And I thought to myself, I would love to be able to impact people's lives that way so that they can have a better life. They can have more peace and better choices. So that's what I did is I transitioned my career and became certified, and I just love what I do. I love the people that I can help, and it's very humbling because people are amazing.
Yes, absolutely. And when you approach it that way, it's an incredible thing, absolutely incredible. Let's talk about the company. I love the name BYOD and the D with Destiny. Tell us about the desire to create that name, which again I had mentioned breaks it out beautifully, and some of the incredible work that you do.
Thank you. Yes, I actually, when I was was getting certified and thinking to start the company, I was debating about what would be the best way to represent what I do. And I also work with people not only to understand their emotions and to find power in that, but also to find their purpose in the world. What is it that inspires them? What gets them out of bed? And I do have a tool that I use, the Core Values Index, that helps determine that and really define that. But that's one of the things I do. So my name, actually, my last name is Dest as well. So it's also kind of play on my name. But I thought, you know,
right.
You hear of BYOB or BYO, you know, whatever, bring your own. And I thought, you know, people have the destiny within them. The answers are within them. They just need someone to help them bring it out to shine and glow. So that's where that name came from, was bring me your destiny and I'll help you learn to make it shine. And I just thought it was a neat BYO destiny, kind of off the other things that we usually say. So it was an easily memorable name.
Mm. Yeah, that's a great idea. It's very, very creative. Emotional intelligence, we've been talking about that. How do you define what it is?
I define it, there's different places that define it differently, but I use the definition that it is our ability to be aware of our emotions and those of others in the moment, which is, that's key, is in the moment. That's the hardest part. And use that information to manage our behavior and relationships appropriately. So basically, it's being smarter with your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Simply said.
Right. And more than just empathy and being empathetic, right?
Definitely.
Sometimes we just think it's that.
Yes, and a lot of people do kind of misunderstand what emotional intelligence is. They tend to think it's a matter of staying calm or being happy all the time. And while those certainly are pleasurable emotions, the unpleasurable ones, such as anger or sadness, also serve us. All emotions serve us. So, for example, anger is about something being unjust. So there are times when you should be angry. But it's the way you use that anger that I work with people to teach them. You know, going out and beating somebody up is not going to be the answer. But finding a way to communicate with them and to have a productive result is what the goal is all about.
Mm, I like that. I really like that. You know, when emotional intelligence isn't operating as it should be, the people who work for you, sometimes I guess they can become like objects. There's a space for leaders and their teams to be able to relate to each other as human beings. And that really changes the whole dynamic, doesn't it, when you approach it that way?
Yes. You know, it really does. And I think sometimes in a work situation, you're so busy trying to reach the goal for the day or the number of sales, et cetera, that you almost put aside the emotion. And a lot of, you know, places you tend to hear in business, you leave your emotions outside the door. Well, you know what? Emotions are chemicals within us. They are constantly shooting off left and right within our brain and within our body. You cannot separate that. You cannot leave it. So I think one thing that's been amazing is seeing businesses embrace emotional intelligence and realize that the more they can have their employees understand the emotion, work empathetically with each other and with themselves, have better conflict resolution styles and strategies, they end up being more productive. So you really can't take the emotion out of it. And I think a lot of leaders are now getting emotional intelligence coaching because they realize that people make up the business. No matter how big that business is, it's made up of people. And you need to be the human side as much as the business side. And it's really amazing the difference. When you walk into a company that has emotional intelligence coaching, some of them even have it on staff, an emotional intelligence coach, mm-hmm. versus one that are led without emotional intelligence. You can actually feel in the difference when you walk in, that energy that's in the room.
Which is really, it's palpable too. It's extraordinary, and it's wonderful when you feel that. Emotional intelligence for you, it resonates with you so much. Let's expand on how you were initially introduced to it and how you work with it in your own life.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, I actually learned about it in graduate school. They had a program on it. And so that's how I learned about it. And from the description of it, I knew that it would serve me better in my life than kind of what I was putting myself through emotionally with some of the struggles, just in general life. I mean, everybody has challenges. And so in getting a coach and working with him, I worked about for 3 months, and I learned so much more about myself. I learned to really look at the situation a little bit from a non-emotional standpoint. Emotions do get into it, but what is that emotion telling you? Why is it I'm feeling that emotion? There could be somebody else in a situation. They're not necessarily going to have the same emotions I do. So why are those emotions coming up for me, and how can I use them? So for me, in my journey, it is constant practice, practice, practice. Somebody, you know, they may be an expert in emotional intelligence, but that doesn't mean they're always emotionally intelligent. You know, emotions come up for us, and emotions to a point speak the truth because they are what they are. We're feeling what we're feeling based on that stimulus from our triggers, from our history, from our belief, from our values. So that speaks the truth, but our thoughts often can be misleading. Because we may feel an emotion and think it's because of the other person, the situation, you know, the world is out to get me. But at the end of the day, you have control over that emotion. A lot of people don't realize that. They say, oh, I can't control my emotions. But you can. And it doesn't matter how old you are. They teach emotional intelligence even to those as young as three and four. And they find they do so much better in well-being in their life academically, just having a balanced life. And even people 60, 70, 80 can learn these skills. So I kind of feel bad for the client that comes to me and says, oh, I'm a wreck. Because I say, guess what? I can help.
Right, exactly, which that's the key. And for people to realize that and take advantage of it is essential. Would you say it's a way to measure empathy, the level of empathy?
Empathy is one. That's a great question. Empathy is one of the competencies within emotional intelligence. Different models have different competencies, but they pretty much all speak to the same thing. And when you're measuring your emotional intelligence, like, you know, how deeply do you feel what that person feels? How deeply can you connect? It's a way of measuring one of the competencies. So in that, you kind of are measuring your emotional intelligence, but there's a little bit more to it too, because there's the self-awareness. So you could be empathetic with someone else, but not aware really of what you're feeling. And if you're too empathetic, you lose your emotions in that other person. So it does a little bit measure your emotional intelligence, but there's a little bit more that goes into it.
It's really fascinating.
With, you know, with, like I said, with some of the other competencies. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's so true. It's so very true. How do people sort of come into your sphere to work with you? And what are some of the things that they're struggling with or need guidance on when they come to work with you?
Certainly. Well, I'll tell you, some of them are, I've had for anger management. Some people have called for anger management. Some people just want to learn to behave in a more authentic way, to put themselves out there the way that, in a professional way, an authentic way, and to understand who they are. All the answers are within them. So it really is more about the personal journey that that person is going through. It may affect their work. Some people come to me from work. If they're having struggles at work, they may reach out to me so that they can manage that better. But it really comes down to that person and what it means to them, what their emotions mean to them. Right?
Right. Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah, I do. And I do different programs. I have an emotional self-care program that a lot of people actually reach out to me for, because it's a matter of caring for your emotions, understanding them in a way of caring for yourself, really.
Tell us about that briefly. That sounds fascinating.
Well, with the emotional self-care program, there's different ways that you can care for yourself. And so I provide, actually I have a free challenge they can take where every day they get an email of something. So, for example, being out in nature is an amazing healer. It really can open up your mind, open up just everything within you when you're walking in nature. They often talk about going for an awe walk, A-W-E, just to be in awe of everything around you. So maybe one of the things is to put a plant in your environment so you have that greenery. Another is meditation. A lot of people do that. Meditation actually helps rewire the brain. You can rewire your brain by being optimistic as well. You have to be realistic when you're balancing that, but being optimistic. So it's, you know, think of something that makes you smile, listen to a happy song, or there's a lot of different ways that you can experience your emotions and sit with them. They call it sitting with the feeling. It's just sit with it. And what does that tell you? What is it you're feeling, and why do you think you're feeling that right now? And I do it in a way that is in a safe space, because that's how you can learn to care for yourself, is by respecting yourself, accepting yourself. And the main piece that we think about is our emotions. We may feel bad if we feel angry, but anger serves us. You just need to make sure you're using it in the proper way to serve you and others. So it's a matter of how you look at that. Another thing I have them do in the challenge is to name their emotion. There's over like 2,000 or 3,000 words for emotion in the English language. But we often gravitate to mad, glad, sad, or scared, for example. But by understanding the exact emotion they're feeling, you can look at what purpose that emotion is serving and why that is coming up, and use that to also help you find a strategy. If you know it's about unfairness, how can you bring that fairness to the table? If it's about a sense of loss, Do you just have to sit with that feeling and then eventually shift? Or is there something you can do about the loss? So in each emotion are choices you have.
I like that. That's, you know, it is about choices. A lot of it is about choice, and you help people sort of realize that, which I think is fantastic. Would you say that people are, Paige, familiar with some of these concepts before they work with you, or are you really educating them as you're inspiring them on what emotional intelligence really is and how to enhance it?
It really is some of both. Some people do come to me and they have somewhat knowledge of emotional intelligence, or they've heard of it and they want to learn more about it. But I go through with them the way that I define it and describe it, because that's what we're going to work with. And from there, I move forward. Some people do know different techniques. They already have the techniques, but they haven't honed them. Or they've learned techniques from someone else, and maybe that's not the best technique for them. People are individuals. Situations are different. So learning to maneuver and navigate your emotions throughout those situations is one thing that I work with them on. And another thing that I kind of get tickled at is when people say, well, I was mad the whole day. Because they are amazed when I tell them that emotions are actually chemicals in the brain, in the body and the brain, they're neurohormones, and they are constantly firing. And an emotion only lasts 4 to 7 seconds, Jim. 4 to 7 seconds. So if you think about that, you do have a window to stop yourself from just automatically reacting. Especially when I tell them that, and I tell them that unfortunately now you know that, so you don't have an excuse. You can't say, I can't control my emotion, because you do have that window where you can stop and say, what are my choices here? What is going to be the most effective, productive, positive result from my action or my words? You know? It's a hard thing to do, and that's why I say you've got to practice. But understanding what they truly are and what they're driven by is half the battle. Self-awareness is the foundation. And once you're aware, now you have a responsibility, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. I think this is fantastic. It's really fascinating. So let's talk about some of your approach. How do you get people to, quote unquote, buy in, to really say, okay, this, I understand it now, and here's how I'm going to apply it to my own life? Communication is a part of all of this, right?
Definitely. Communication, that's another one of the competencies. And with that is really listening to the person. So I often, when I'm speaking with them, I usually have a discovery call up front just to see if you know, what I provide is what it is that's really going to serve them. If it's not going to serve them, then you know, I don't want to work with someone, because I don't want to hinder their process and their growth and finding the right person. But when someone calls, I kind of talk about what is it that drove them to call me? What is their pain? Sometimes maybe they had a past situation and they're just trying hard to get over it. And there is a difference between someone that has a true emotional pain or disease or needs to be diagnosed by a therapist. That's different than a coach. I'm kind of like the guide on the side. So I listen to their story. And then depending on which competency may serve them, I discuss that competency. And I give them some strategies around that competency. And we discuss if they feel that will work. So after that point, I usually give them an assessment, or we talk about an assessment of the various competencies and which ones, maybe the top three that we want to strengthen, and how that's going to serve that person with the pain point that they brought to me. And from there, we usually have weekly calls. I give certain homework, so to speak. I do enjoy giving homework. And then we discuss it the next time. You know, how did it show up for you? How did you work through that? They can certainly text me at any time, too, saying, you know, I'm in a meeting, I'm having a really hard time. And I usually say, you know, if you can kind of scoot out of the room real quick just to breathe, text me, and then you can go back in. Because I think sometimes it's being in the moment that you have the hardest time. You know what to do, but in the moment you don't, right? How many times do we leave the room and go, oh, I wish I'd have said that, or oh, I shouldn't have done that?
No,
it really
yeah,
is practicing it. Right? Practicing it. And that's too what I have my clients do for about 2 weeks. I have them take about 10, 15 minutes in a quiet, safe space where they won't be interrupted. Think of a situation that was highly emotional for them. Bring that to mind and feel that emotion. Allow yourself to feel it in the body, because we do feel emotions in the body in different places. Feel it. Recognize that feeling. So when it comes up for you, you can say, uh-oh, I'm feeling this. I can tell already I'm getting mad or I'm getting jealous or whatever. And they can stop that. And I have them practice and come up with strategies for that situation. Because what I'm doing is building their emotional intelligence and wiring their brain. So it's almost automatic. If you do something over and over and over, it becomes automatic. And that's something I work with my clients on.
What I love, too, as I mentioned earlier, that you have these very important core values. We've got a couple minutes left, maybe about 2.5. But in anything we don't get through today, I encourage folks to join us again next week. That'll be Wednesday, November 3rd at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as we continue with part two of our series on close-up radio with Paige Dest. This is part one of the series. You have these core values that I mentioned, love and nature, problem-solving, knowledge, deciding, and doing. That's really important, right? Beyond emotional intelligence, you work with these core values.
Yes. Yes, everybody has these core values within them in one way or the other. Some of us are stronger in some than in others. For example, I tend to be very high in love and nurturing people. So it actually makes sense that I do what I do, and I'm so passionate about it, because that's one of the values, that's one of the energies that I bring to the world. And problem solving, you know, everybody needs problem solving, especially in business. There's always something. So there's somebody that has that strong value, and they're good at that. Same thing with knowledge. Somebody likes to seek knowledge and have that knowledge available when it's needed by the world or by the team. And the same thing with a decider and doer. For example, I tend to be, like I said, love, nurture. I'm not as much a decider and doer. I do have some of that value within me. But if I'm sitting around a table of, say, management, and we're trying to make a decision, to a point, it's more important to me that everybody gets a voice. Everybody is heard and feels valued. Even if the decision we make is not one that they propose, at least they're heard. Where somebody, maybe a decider and doer, is their top value, and they're, you know, they think, Paige, it really doesn't matter whether people have a say or not. I'm the manager. I'm the boss. This is what we're doing.
That's right.
And it's well and fine that they are going to do that. That's not my point. I don't mind somebody deciding and moving forward. You need somebody to do that. But to me, it's more important that everybody feels value in that room. So do you see how each of those values plays a part within the whole niche of society?
Yeah.
Plus, you also learn to value and respect others. Because if somebody is a good problem solver, then I'm going to respect that talent and value in them and let them solve the problem instead of having to do it myself.
I want to let folks know the website is www.byo, which of course means bring your own, BYO Destiny, the word destiny.com, BYO Destiny.com to connect with Paige Dest. You're amazing, amazing page. I can't believe this half hour went by so fast. But you will be back with us coming up next week at the same time for part two, and we look forward to that. I hope you enjoyed your time today. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
I definitely did. I loved our conversation, and I look forward to next week. Thank you so much, Jim.
You're very welcome, Paige. Take care now and keep doing you, because you're impacting lives in such a long-lasting and beautiful way. Paige Dest is our guest, emotional intelligence coach and founder of BYOD, of course, Destiny, where she empowers individuals to understand and manage their emotions in order to make smarter life and work choices. The website, again, is the letter B, the letter Y, the letter O, the letter D. Of course, that's spelling out destiny.com. Jim Masters here. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another amazing guest right here on Close Up Radio. This episode has been recorded in full. You can hear it again, and you can share it with those you think would find great value in this conversation. She'll be back with us next week, same time, on Close Up Radio, Paige Dest. Take care, everybody. Have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.